to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
All right. It's time for Go Yard. We are live right here in the station. TamTalkNetwork.com in Clearwater, Florida, and I am Mama Mac along with my amazing co-host, the famous Dr. Angel Falzone. And you are... Oh, and there, see, there's your fan club.
I hear them.
Yes, yes. We're in our fifth year of this show, Dr. Angel. I don't know about you, but I'm still enjoying it so much every single week.
Yes, every week.
Yes. And what's the goal? Why are we doing this week after week?
We are doing this week after week because we want our listeners to live life to the fullest. We want them to hit those home runs in life, live that Go Yard experience.
Exactly. That's what Go Yard means. You can go to our website, Go Yard 2014. That's the year we began. .org. It's an ORG and find all kinds of shows there that we've done through the years with titles, and that will help people if they're looking for a particular title or something they're struggling with. We've had shows on divorce, parenting, domestic violence, all kinds of things. I can't even begin to. Yeah, there's so much there. Yes.
Anxiety and goal setting. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It's all there. It's all there. So go to our website. One more time, goyard2014.org, and you can listen to a lot of shows. Also, podcasts are right here, tantalknetwork.com. And at the end of each month, our webmaster puts the shows that we've done back on our website, but they stay here on podcasts too. So you can just go to podcasts tab and go down to Go Yard and see all kinds of shows that will help people. Good listening, especially when you can't sleep, right? So, okay, we've been in a series here for the last few weeks. Kind of started the middle of November. As so many of our series do, we go for one show and then we go, oh, let's go on and let's do more.
And it grows,
doesn't it? Yes. Because these things just happen. And it's what's going on in our lives, or it's what's, you know, a lot of your clients are dealing with, things like that. Our series right now is called the Developing Series. We have been developing several things. And if you go to our website, or if you go to podcast here, you're going to find from the middle of November on, we have been developing generosity, then peace. Last week, consistency, developing consistency. Good things that are things that you can really grab a hold of and learn from. And tonight, we are developing
love.
It's Christmas, right? So Christmas is the season of gift giving and family dinners and... So often we find ourselves struggling to love difficult people in our lives, right?
Oh, sure. This can definitely be a challenging time for people for a lot of reasons. Maybe people, they've lost loved ones over the years and this, you know, they're missing them right now. Or maybe they don't really like some of their family and they feel obligated.
Right.
You know, so this season can definitely stir up a lot of pretty strong emotions.
Well, and we all know people who say, I don't feel loved, or I don't know how to love. Love is one of those kind of crazy words that we all have different interpretations of, don't you think? That, I mean, what love is to one person may not be to somebody else.
You know, that's very true. In fact, it's very difficult to research love because it's very obtuse in what love really means down inside for someone. And a lot of times when someone is saying, I don't feel love, they're looking for that big, whooshy, those great feelings that they think that you're supposed to have all the time.
All the time.
This really happy thing. And that's not exactly what love is. And sometimes when people are saying that they don't know how to give love, it's kind of coming out of that same framework of, I'm supposed to feel yay all the time.
And it's not like that.
So I must not love them.
Right. I mean, let's just take an example. You're a mother, so am I. I'm a grandmother. And I love my kids and grandkids. Do I always like everything they do? No, but I love them, you know? So it's that deep feeling that they're special to you. It's affection, right?
Absolutely. You know, I have a 16-year-old home, and there are times I look at them, I'm like, I love you, but I do not like you right now, right?
So defining love is hard for a lot of people. Did you look up a definition, by the way, of love?
I did. And it is very challenging to define, but okay. We're going to give it somewhat of a whirl. But as we kind of break it open, we'll define it a little more deep. So love in the dictionary is a strong affection for another.
Okay.
Arising from a kinship or personal ties or interest. Affection.
Okay.
That's based in admiration, benevolence, common interest, warm attachment, devotion.
Okay.
That's right. How the dictionary defines it.
All right. So how do we define it in everyday life? We were kind of brainstorming on this yesterday at lunch, and we were kind of discussing the different kinds of love that mm-hmm. there are. And that kind of blossomed into a discussion of, so often we use that term very, very loosely, don't we, love?
You know, it's a big term, and it's kind of an umbrella term because there's so many different types of love.
Right.
You know, and I think when we think of love, most of us go straight to that whole romantic
love,
you know,
yeah.
happily ever after. You know, Disney did not do us any favors with this whole happily ever after thing because there's right. no such thing.
No, there really isn't.
No.
Because love in a romantic type relationship or marriage has ups and downs. That doesn't mean you quit loving someone just because you're having a difficult time, right?
True, but the feelings will grow stronger and then a little weaker. And so we really cannot utilize feeling for the word love.
Okay.
Because feelings we talk about so often, they're temporary. They come, they go. What I feel this morning, I may not feel today.
And I think, Dr. Angel, a lot of people equate love as being that high, that sugar high of, oh, I'm so in love with her or him. I'm just, oh, you know.
Yes, they do.
And that is not necessarily an ongoing, long-lasting type feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely. You know, right. Feelings are not stable. You know, it's like building your house on, you know, the sand. It shifts it, you know, that's
right.
what our feelings are. They're not a stable foundation to build on. Feelings come, feelings go. All the time.
How many of us have known people that have been married for many, many, many years? My parents were married 61 years, okay? So did they have rough times? I'm sure they did. You know, every couple does. But if you ask them through those years, do you still love each other? Oh, yes, you know. And one of the things that I noticed about their relationship is there was a kindness, a consideration for each other, an ability to look beyond the things that drove them nuts about each other and still say, I love you. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because there are those things.
Yes.
You can't tell me that people have been married even 5 years or 10 years or 61 years haven't had a lot of irritating moments,
you
right?
You just cannot put two humans together in close confinement ever without something being irritating from time to time.
Exactly.
It happens.
Right.
We're different. And that's cool.
And don't you think that loving someone else has a lot to do with having love and respect for yourself also?
Well, absolutely, because we have to be able to love ourselves healthy before
right.
we can ever get into healthy outside. So what happens is a lot of us might have what we think is love, but it's not healthy love.
Do you want to define that?
We will be defining that
okay.
as we go.
All right.
They, you know, it's not a healthy love because they do not have a healthy love for themselves.
Right. And so if you don't start there and cut yourself slack, give yourself room to grow,
mm-hmm.
quit beating yourself up with condemnation and guilt and shame and all that. If you're living in that I just described, it's going to be very hard to actually love someone else. If you feel bad about yourself, then you feel like, well, they can't really love me. They say they love me, but I don't think they can because they don't know this about me, or they haven't been with me long enough to see my temper tantrums or whatever the case may be, right?
Or you feel unworthy,
right,
or there
exactly.
can be a lot of things under that. And I think that's a great place to start when we're starting with types of love is the self-love.
Self-love.
Because that's a foundational love
it
for
totally
us.
Is.
I mean, we are, you know, with ourselves first before, you know, that's where we build. And all of our thinking and feeling patterns start from us and go out.
So translate that into everyday life. And a person who says, I can never make a relationship work. I cannot ever seem to stick with someone or go through the hard times or whatever. A lot of that, I'm just throwing this out at you. Is it because there is that underlying they really don't love themselves that much?
Yeah, it's an unhealthy self-love. Okay. Most people will have when they struggle. You know, I was talking to someone just today who has been, and she is now in her sixth marriage.
Okay. That's a few.
And that's a couple. and that's where it really stems, is that love for myself is not there. And I have a faulty belief that it always is supposed to feel
like, woo,
great, yes, and in the clouds, like, and cloud nine pie
and
in the sky.
That's not reality.
No, at all.
That's temporary. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're first dating someone, you're first meeting them, everything, oh, he's so cute, all this is so wonderful. But life happens, and there are hurts, and there are reasons that we have to work on relationships, right?
Oh, yes. And that even, we even have to work on our relationship with ourselves.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, we let ourselves down sometimes, and, you know, we do things that we are ashamed of, or things we wish we hadn't done, or we have regrets for, and we have to work on self-forgiveness and getting through that with ourselves. So there isn't any type of love that's not going to have ups and downs, even with yourself.
I know. And in the AA program, you know, and the Al-Anon program that I think are really good programs, they talk about if you're just getting out of a relationship, don't just jump right back into something with somebody else for at least a year. And I think one of the reasons they say that, doctor, is so that you have time to really work on what's going on the inside of you, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And I think understanding love for others starts with understanding love for ourselves. Is that what I hear you saying?
You are hearing me say that, very much so. And so our love for ourself, that egos love.
Egos, E-G-O-S,
can
egos
be
love.
Healthy or unhealthy. And so when we have this unhealthy love for ourself, sometimes we have this either super inflated sense of who we are, or a super deflated sense of who we are, or what our accomplishments are, or what our abilities are. We might be haughty and arrogant, or we might think we are worthless and garbage.
Right.
There's extremes, and they're both unhealthy, and they're both equally unhealthy. There's not a better or worse unhealthy here. We might disregard the truth when we're unhealthy. We might promote injustice or conflict when we're unhealthy. When we are unhealthy with ourselves, it is a lot of lies in there of who we are.
Yes.
If it's lies to be better than we are or worse than we are. We do not have good boundaries. We do not have self-respect. We do not have self-value. All that is in an unhealthy love.
Okay. I would suggest, audience, if you can, grab a piece of paper, and we're going to go through these different types of love, because a lot of people don't even know that these are out there, you know. They just group love into one great big basket, and it's not like that. It's different kinds of love.
There are 8 different types of love, and, you know, that's where I think we lose that definition. We take a very broad umbrella term like love, and we single it down to this one little speck, and then we're missing out.
Right. Exactly.
And, you know, I challenge the person that tells me I don't have anyone who loves me in my life, or I don't know if I can love. Let's really dig down what love looks like, because you probably are. You're just missing it.
There's somebody in the, you know, who's laughing at us, right?
Yes.
I see her doing that. Okay, so we got egos, okay? So that's the first kind. And then,
We had egos unhealthy, so let's talk about healthy egos.
Okay.
Because that's what we really want. So we've identified what we do not want there. We want that healthy self-love to, it determines our relationships with ourselves and the world around us and other people. So it's based in self-confidence. It's based in self-respect.
Right.
It's based in boundaries. It's based in truth. It's based in value.
So all of those are kind of themes that we carry through this show all the time through all these years, that we are really trying to work on ourselves and live that go-yard life, hitting a home run in life. And
absolutely,
that's what, I mean, so you can't underestimate the importance of working on yourself, right?
It starts there.
It starts there.
Because
what happens,
and we've talked about this on many shows, what happens is a lot of people go out looking for love when they're missing something within themselves.
Right,
and they're looking for it to fill in their gaps instead of using it to, out of their overflow, which is what healthy love comes from our abundance, not what we're lacking.
Okay. So the second one is one that I think most people, when they say, oh, I love you, they're talking about Eros love, E-R-O-S. Yes. And it is defined as?
Romantic love, erotic love.
Okay.
That's what we think of when we think of love. It's straight where people go to that lustful, you know, that kind of.
Yeah, sexual love.
Sexual love. There you go. Yeah. Throwing it out there. That's what that type of love is, and it's there. But a lot of times people get stuck in that high feelings that's got to stay there, and as soon as those feelings drop, because they will,
right,
then they start questioning, is it love?
Right, is it love after all? Anything else you want to say about that kind of love?
Well,
that's what most people just think love is. That is sexual love.
Sexual.
Right?
And so if there's no, you know, we're missing that, then we do not have any love. And that's not the case.
No.
It's a part of love. But it's also, we cannot get stuck in the mind frame that it's always going to be this high inflated feeling and warmth and whatever we associate with love. It's not this, oh my gosh, you know, goosebumps every time I see this person.
Right.
The goosebumps will fade.
Yeah, that kind of is just momentary right at the beginning.
Well, you remember,
right?
There was a Laverne and Shirley show about it.
Shirley, and I remember that. Oh, that's right. You're younger than me. That's
well,
true.
When she decided that she was really in love with, she got goosebumps when she was with the person.
Oh,
so,
okay. That's how she figured it out.
That's how she figured it out. You know, there is no such thing as this is going to happen all the time.
She also wore a big L on her shirt
all
the time.
Yes,
right?
She did.
Laverne, yes.
So goosebumps don't always stay.
Was that standing for love or was that Laverne?
Laverne.
Okay. All right. Philio, P-H-I-L-E-O, and that has everything to do with the town of Philadelphia.
Yes, it does.
The Eagles.
Yes, which, you know, brotherly love
brotherly
is what they call
love.
That. So
That's
this
right.
is an affectionate friendship.
Okay.
And there's a lot to this. And this is probably, I mean, I'm not going to value one more than other. We know that the egos is really important because that's where we stem from our relationship. But this one, I would say, is probably one of those
It's one of
main
the most
ones,
important ones, yeah.
For us, because there's usually an enduring to this type of love.
Right. And so when you talk about Philadelphia or... Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Philio, P-H-I-L-E-O, it is more of a friendship type love,
It is
right?
a friendship. It is a goodwill. It's a mutualism, so there's mutual benefit. It's companionship, dependability, trust.
Right.
Higher understanding for others.
Right.
So this is like... You know, you're not having
that's
that.
Very important, what you just said. Higher understanding for others. You want to, amplify on that.
So when we, you know, when something bad happens, we're not going straight to what you did to harm me in that moment or how you hurt my feelings.
Right.
We're going to, what's going on with you? What was your day like? What happened that triggered this? We're understanding each other on a higher level.
Friendship love. I think a lot of people don't know how to do friendship love. This is just my opinion
agree.
After all these years, is that a lot of times they feel like friendship love is, it's not as important as a dating, romantic relationship. And it can be more rewarding, mm-hmm. actually, in life than these other type relationships.
Absolutely, it can be. And it can be very
why?
Enduring.
Give me some reasons
well,
why.
Well, friendship love, usually we are a lot more authentic with ourselves, with our friends, than we might be with our sexual partner or our family or, you know, someone else in our life. So these are usually more of what I call the inner core relationships, the people that get to really see who we are, our true self.
Right.
And we're able to understand each other on a deeper level so we can... feel safe to expose who I really am. And
uh-huh.
And
a lot of people
there.
Can't do that with the romantic relationship, the person they're dating. Sometimes they're just afraid they will find out what they're really like on the inner person.
Right.
You know?
So they try to hide all the real parts of themselves when
right.
we're in this romantic type of love. But when we're in this friendship love, it's a different type of relationship.
It's kind of
all
more
together.
Relaxed,
it
don't
is.
You think?
It's
I mean,
truer.
It's truer.
There's a lot more authenticity, especially when you have a healthy relationship. A healthy friendship is mutualism. It's trust. It's respect. It's
right.
authenticity. Like, those are really important parts of a healthy friendship.
Okay, so a healthy relationship, how do you know that you love that friend? I mean, because we're not taking it to the connotation of sexual love. We're
not
talking
at all.
About, no, this is a deep love and respect and... admiration or something,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. So it's when I'm trying to understand you on a deeper level, when I respect you, when we are, you know, it's a give, it's a take, when I will, you know, come there and when I follow through, when we're dependable, that's love.
Right.
That's
exactly
100% love. Love is knowing that you're going to be there for someone when they need
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
That's
yes.
love.
Yes.
And friendship love can even be way deeper and more rewarding than family love, which are our longest relationships outside ourselves. Like, this friendship thing can impact the longevity of our life with the quality of friends we have.
I was just talking about this the other day with someone, and I said, you know, the older I get, the more I realize that there are, and we've said this many times on this show, that people are in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a few people are there for a reason, and you learn from them, and they move away, and you just lose contact or whatever. A lot of people are there for a season. Very few people are there for 30, 40, 60 years. I mean, it just doesn't happen that you can look back and say, that person's been my friend for 30 years. I have one of those friends. I have some others too. But one in particular is my good friend Betty Thomas, who you know her very well. And she and her husband and her daughter were a part of my church in Indiana back in the 80s. And here we are. How many years has this been?
A couple more.
That is a true filial love of, I mean, I love her. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not, quote unquote, in love with her, right? Okay, so that's where a lot of people have to distinguish that. But a friendship love can have that kind of deep love that you
absolutely.
Just love hanging out with them, or you love talking to them, you love spending time with them.
Absolutely. When things are going great in your life, you want to share it. When things aren't going great, you
want
to reach out to
and
them.
You still
like,
want,
you
yeah.
feel support, you feel connected.
We pray together on the phone. You know, she lives in Michigan, but it doesn't matter. What distance doesn't matter with that kind of
it
love.
It does not.
Right?
Absolutely, it
right.
does not, because it's a very connected love. And,
right.
you know, and it's not sexualized. And a lot of people get stuck right here.
Right there.
When they have
that.
This close friendship thing happening, and we
right.
feel very connected, we're true, we're authentic, and then, well, why aren't we taking it to that romantic state? And then
sure.
usually ruins everything.
Right.
Because that isn't meant to be in that other
I've known people that, a guy, a girl, and they've been friends for years, and then they try to do that, and then it doesn't work.
Well,
I've known people like that.
The whole show Friends was kind of based
well,
on that concept.
Yeah, the whole group of, yeah, friends.
And, you know, because they're different types of relationships,
right.
and that friendship love is very deep and...
But it can be so fun and so rewarding, and especially for the long haul. And we're going to have to go to break here.
I can't
in
believe
just
it's
a
already
minute.
Break time.
I can't either. We've just been yakking about this. Hey, what's love all about anyway?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Hey, stay tuned and stick with us right here on Go Yard. And we are excited about this series tonight, Developing Love.
Can't stop now. I've traveled so far to change this lonely life. I wanna know what love is.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
All right. Good song there, What two great songs. Welcome back to Go Yard. This is Mama Mac and Dr. Angel bringing you a show tonight about, we're in our developing series, so this is Developing Love. And I think that it was just kind of, as we started brainstorming this yesterday at lunch, just kind of an idea of, we don't ever talk about these different aspects of love. And a lot of people group it all into one, and if they don't feel that woo-woo-woo romantic love, they feel like they don't love. And we just talked, we were just talking about friendship love, filial love. Anything else you wanted to say about that kind of love? Because it's so rewarding. When I just mentioned my friend Betty, but yes. I have other friends like that. And it's just amazing that those are people you can call on. Those are people you can count on. Mm-hmm, right. Those are people that know you, that you cry with, you pray with. These are people
you laugh with, you get silly with,
totally crazy with, and you have great memories.
If it's a healthy relationship.
If it's
a healthy one, it will can increase your life satisfaction, your longevity, it can protect you physically from getting sick. If it is unhealthy, it can harm you,
right.
So we need to watch our friendship. Am I authentic with my friends? Trust them? Are they dependable? And if we're not, we need to start looking for true friendship love.
When you said the word authentic, I think that is huge, because how do you develop a true filial friendship love with someone you can't trust?
Or be who you really are. Right.
This hurts me, or this happened, or...
You should not have to feel like you need to wear your masks and your facades when you're in this friendship love.
Well, back to the Eros type of love, which is more of the sexual relationship marriage type love. A lot of times those are founded on falsehoods.
Absolutely. Because
they're all put their best foot forward, right?
We sure are. You know, we're wearing the high heels that we might not normally wear, on the extra makeup and the nicer clothes, and watching what we say and do and our habits. And we're kind of trying to make this facade of us being attracted so that you'll, you know, be attracted to each other, because that's what they're looking for. And so it's not usually starting in realness or authenticity.
But where that breaks down is if a person falls in love, quote unquote, and that's a whole nother topic, falling in love.
Yes, it is.
Do you want to comment on that? we need to address that. Falling in love.
Yeah, so falling in love is kind of the process of feeling more deeper and deeper connected to someone.
Usually in the Eros type of love.
In the Eros type of love, absolutely.
Okay. But if it's built on false pretenses or a person, it's not going to last for the long
run. Well, you don't have a stable foundation, and it most likely will crumble and maybe even fall apart at some point. And a lot of them are, and that's why we see a lot of divorce happening. You know, they're hiding their bad habits, they're hiding
this. Right, and then they get married. And
they realize it's not the person that I was dating is who I am now connected to for the long haul. And it doesn't lead to very happy feelings, and they feel lied to and betrayed, and that can be very hurtful and harmful.
One thing I'm hearing through these first three that we've talked, four that we've talked about, no, three, is there's got to be truth. Mm-hmm. There's got to be truth within each person. If it's a two-way relationship, if it's something you're working on in yourself, you still got to tell yourself the truth, mm-hmm, and look at yourself truthfully, mm-hmm, right? Truth is key to success in love.
Oh, absolutely. It is absolutely. Well, because trust is the foundation, and you can't have trust outside of truth.
Right. Yeah, you can't. Whoa, so good. Go ahead. What's storge love? Storge. It's almost like the word Jorge in Spanish.
Yes, it is. Almost. It's storge. That's the familial love. That's our family.
That's our family.
And a lot of times this love is different because it's not always a mutual love. When you have a parent to a child, there's not always this, it can be very unilateral. There's a dependency for a child is dependent completely on that adult to take care of them.
Right.
So it can be an off balance or asymmetrical kind of love. And it's one of the only ones that's allowed in because of the dependency need. Okay. When we have friendships that are asymmetrical, they're not healthy ones. When we have
I want you to go back to that point one more time.
Okay.
Asymmetrical friendship love. What is that?
That's an out of balance.
We talk so fast. I know.
Oh, I know.
We do.
Sorry.
And we're sorry. We've been told we do. And so sometimes I want you to kind of go back over asymmetrical friendship love.
So an asymmetrical friendship love means one person is constantly giving more and one person is constantly taking more.
Okay.
Means we're out of balance. And that is not a healthy type of friendship love.
Right.
The only kind of love that balance can be off or asymmetrical on is a family love. And it's usually as it relates to either a dependent child or a dependent adult that needs that somebody extra to always caretake for them.
So in that case, one person may love the other person, family member, more because they're taking care of them or something.
Absolutely.
Right?
And that's that.
It's a child, a baby. And
so we love because we're connected by
right.
a family bond. And it doesn't necessarily mean a genetic family bond.
Right.
It can just be a family bond.
Okay.
So family, you know, we talk about we don't choose our family. So these
right.
are people we do not choose to be connected to, but we are connected through that family bond.
Right. Can be genetic or not.
Or could be marriage or adoption. It's, this is our family.
This is our family. I've known people who made families with friends. You know, they didn't have family. They had lost their parents at a young age or whatever. And they had a little friend group or whatever. They
mm-hmm.
called that their family. You know,
mm-hmm. you know, and like I've heard the term Friendsgiving, where instead of Thanksgiving, it's Friendsgiving, where they don't have the family, so they get together with friends and make a family like atmosphere with them for Thanksgiving
the
holiday.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
But that family love can be challenging,
right?
Because we aren't choosing these people to be a part of our life; they just kind of were thrusted on us and
right.
that family bond. And there can be a lot of conflict in that relationship happens because you're putting people together that aren't necessarily choosing to be together.
That may not like to hang out together.
Or have common interests or ideals or, you know, things that tie us together more.
Right. But there is strong bonds there in family
mm-hmm.
love, though,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, because so often, you know, you can be real with your family or they know you pretty well.
Well, they do because they've watched you probably grow up. You've watched, you know, them through the stages of life,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. And our family relationships are usually enduring through our entire life.
Right.
You know, especially your sibling relationship. They say that's our longest relationship we have.
Right. Yeah. For the most part, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. There we go. All right. Let's go to another one. Oh, mania. Mania. M-A-N-I-A. Mania love.
Mania love. This is very unhealthy, so I'm just going to preface it with that. This is an obsessive love.
Okay.
So a mania love would be an eros love, or it could be a friendship love that gets way out of balance with obsession.
I have known people that I've observed, or they've come for counseling or whatever, and they were involved in a friendship they thought that became, the other person became totally obsessed with them, following them, stalking them,
mm-hmm.
things like that, right?
Right. So it's
that's
kind
what
of
you're
that
talking about.
I
here?
Am. It's this like all consuming type of relationship.
Right.
A lot of times there's control happening, power and control issues going on. It's excessive. You feel smothered, like you can't breathe. And it can be a friendship or it can be a romantic relationship.
Okay. It could start with a dating relationship,
or
somebody you meet online or whatever.
Sometimes this happens in families too.
Families, they can become that
they can become
obsessed
manic
with somebody?
With someone.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah, especially where you have like a parent who's wanting this child to do something specific with it, and they get all consuming and trying to take over
their
life.
Their favorite child. And
yes. and, you know, trying the power and control with them. And
right.
So it can happen in a lot of different types of relationships.
Right.
We see it a lot, and you know, a lot of Lifetime movies have been made over that mania type of love.
Where would Hallmark and Lifetime
be without
that mania love, right?
But you get sucked in, and a lot of times you don't see it until you're really sucked in, and it's
hard.
But
so often other people in your life can see it, and they start saying, whoa, that was a little weird. I mean, he's texted you 25 times here while we're having lunch. Does
mm-hmm.
he not know you're out having lunch? Well, yeah, he knows. Well, why is he texting you 25 times? I mean, I've had family members that have had that kind of marriages, you know, so
yes,
and it can be totally crazy. It starts out as a normal marriage, ends up in some crazy stalking thing.
Well, and it kind of gets masks and love and concern and
yeah,
protection.
That's not love. That's not love, right?
So when you are feeling smothered, when things feel excessive,
right,
this is an unhealthy mania type of love, which is destructive,
right,
in every level.
Exactly.
No matter who you're connected with in this type of relationship, and it can happen just in friendships. I mean, this,
go ahead.
This
talk
can
about
take
that.
Over in any type of relationship. So I don't want everyone to just think more of the romantic. We see it a lot of romantic, but we can see it in friendships too, where they're jealous if you have another friend.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Yes.
Yes. So they want you to be their only friend, only talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's say one of our listeners out there, or 25 of them, are going, oh, I know somebody like that, or I'm battling that right now. While we're talking about this, that's not love when somebody is trying to control you and obsessing over you and has to know where you are at every single second and does not allow you the joy of other relationships in your life. I've known people like this, these mania type people that resent the children. They resent the parents or your grandparents or
anything that takes time.
Right? Your job, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They become very smothering and overwhelming, and they're very, very unhealthy and destructive. And they hurt both people. And it stems down to the unhealthy egos love.
Yeah, it goes back to the first one we discussed, egos. Mm-hmm. Because that person that is doing all of this controlling, obsessing, and whatever, they've got issues unresolved in their life from the beginning, right?
Yes.
So they really need to get a counselor.
Absolutely.
Right.
And you really need to
pull
away and protect yourself.
It's hard, though, isn't it, Dr. Angel? Because I've known people like this. I've counseled people like this that when they're in that kind of relationship and they are the one that's being controlled by the mania love, so often they feel like, well, he's just, you know, he's a good guy. I really love him. Oh, I love him, you know. And they go back and they keep going back to that person.
And well, and they self-blame.
Okay.
Oh, this, you know, he wouldn't do this, you know, it's my fault, or, you know, they feel like they have a responsibility and they're causing this person.
Well,
to
the person
feel this
that does
way.
This usually says it's your fault.
Well, yeah. And then after a while, you start saying it yourself and believing it yourself. And so if you're in a mania situation, get out.
Right. Because that's not
boundaries.
Really love.
It's not love at all. And it's very, very,
no,
very
it's
destructive.
Not. It's not. Okay. All right. So what else?
We have pragma.
Pragma.
Love. So, and it's kind of where we get the word pragmatic or
okay.
practical. And
pragma.
That's a practical, enduring love. So this is the love that we really want in life, because this is the love that goes, I understand you have faults on a romantic level. Usually this love is can be romantic. It can be friendship. I understand you have faults, but I'm in this for the long haul.
Wow.
We're going to work through it. We're going to talk and forgive.
Yes.
We're going to,
yes.
This is that enduring.
Right. Yes.
Commitment
right.
type of love.
Right.
This isn't the love that when the feelings fade, you're like, that's it, I'm getting a divorce because, you know, you squeeze a toothpaste weird, leave your socks on the floor. This is the one that's like, how can we
work
go
through
forward?
This.
How do we work
yes.
through this?
Right.
This is the happily ever after kind of without, you know, the feelings of happily ever after. This is the love that we are looking for.
Right.
For the long haul. This is what we all desire deep inside us, that love that we feel so safe with, because there's going to be problems and we know we're going to work through it.
Okay, so this could be what you grow into from starting out as just that erotic love,
mm-hmm.
or even friendship love, but over time it becomes pragma or
yeah.
pragmatic. I mean, it's
enduring.
It's enduring.
It is enduring. This is the love that's there for the long haul. This
wow.
is not the love that throws out the divorce term all the time, or the,
right.
that's it, we're not going to be friends anymore. This is not that kind of love. This is a love that looks beyond faults.
Okay, I used to call that commitment love,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay. That's a great word for it.
Yeah, where you know you're not getting a divorce or anything like that. You're going to go through, or you're having a rough time. You're going to work through it, but you're going to stay together type mm-hmm. thing. Or a friendship, too. It doesn't have to be a romantic thing.
No, it does not.
It's not. Doesn't have to be marriage.
Mm-mm.
But it's that commitment love. Now, is that one also the love of country and that type of thing or not?
We can have our love of country there, but that altruistic love is a different type of love.
Oh, altruistic love.
Yes.
Okay, we got another name. You've really come up with some I've never heard of, actually. I never heard of the term pragma, but because I called it commitment love.
Okay, but that's it. And that's, well, pragma is the official part of commitment love. And that's the long haul. That's the safety net. That's the, we're going to figure it out. No one's perfect. I'm looking above.
Right. Okay.
That's the one we want. Definitely.
Well, and is that one that it's hard for people to find?
This day and age, absolutely. Because we are in this generation that we have to have the great, great feelings or you're not worth it anymore kind of generation. And we're losing that pragma love. We're losing that enduring commitment.
Right. Okay. And love in its purest form does not mean that that person is perfect and has it all together and does everything the way you want it done, but there's enough about them that you want that relationship with them.
Absolutely.
There's enough
value.
There's value. The good outweighs the bad type concept, right?
Yes, there's absolutely. Value. And there's respect, and there's, you know, I know you. I know who you are. I know your heart. I know your intentions.
Right.
I know your character. Like
your those character.
Are, this is on deeper principle type of love.
Right.
And our final love is where we get our love for country and bigger, broader things. That's the agape love. That's the love that is associated with God to us and us to God.
Right. The God kind of love.
That
yes.
is the
unconditional.
Unconditional, altruistic, selfless.
Define altruistic.
Well, selfless kind of defines altruistic. That means I am loving, expecting nothing in return.
Okay.
I am loving for the sake of loving.
You mentioned God. Let me throw this in here. For those of you that have Bibles and read Bibles, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, or look it up on your phone, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, especially in the Message Bible. I love the way it's translated, and it says, it defines love. The Apostle Paul wrote that book and wrote that chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, and it talks about characteristics of the God kind of love. When we are allowing God to love through us, we're loving people. Are you pulling it up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, love is kind is one of them.
Let's see here. Where do we want to start? Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self.
Okay.
Love doesn't want what it doesn't have.
Okay.
Love doesn't strut. Doesn't have a swelled head.
Whoa.
Doesn't force itself on others. Isn't always me first.
Okay.
Doesn't fly off the handle.
Whoa, I like that.
Doesn't keep score of the sins of others.
Right.
Doesn't revel when others grovel. Takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. Puts up with anything.
Wow.
Trust God always. Always look for the best. Never looks back, but keeps going to the end.
Wow. There's so much right there.
Mm-hmm.
Those few verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in your Bible. And love is all of that. True love is that, agape
mm-hmm.
love.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about that, God loves us that way.
Mm-hmm.
God loves us unconditionally. God says, you know, hey, yeah, you get mad from time to time, okay, I know that you're going to still love me type thing. So
yes, absolutely. And it's that universal unconditional love.
Right. Yeah.
It is not loving you for what you do or what, you know, it's loving you for the pure sake of love.
Okay, then I got to throw another verse in right here.
All right.
John 3:16, because everybody knows that one. For God so loved the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't think we were all perfect.
No.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's Christmas. Tie it mm-hmm. into Christmas. That whosoever believes in him should not perish but have a everlasting life. And then the next verse is John 3:17, and it says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
And that is telling
you. That's agape love.
Agape love defined right there.
Right there, John 3:16-17. Because that's the God. Well, see, and again, and I could preach here and I'm not. But but God gives us an example in how much he loved his son, that he sent his son for us. Mm-hmm. So it's that example that we can model our lives after, right?
Absolutely. It wasn't a love based on what you were going to do for God.
Right.
It wasn't it wasn't, it was very just selfless and altruistic and unconditional love. It's not based on what we do or do not do.
Okay, so getting back to our human relationships, mm-hmm. not God with us and that mm-hmm. kind of thing, although that is vital here, because God's love in us changes us.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he shows us how to really love and mm-hmm. how to treat other people. So developing love from all this discussion tonight, this is something that will change your life in 2019.
Yes, it will.
I propose that when we take it serious, that we learn to love as we would want to be loved.
Absolutely.
The golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. When we care more about the interests of others and making sure that they feel love from us.
And that's where that whole agape,
agape.
The love, the universal. This is what I feel like our culture is so missing
right now.
This is this universal for strangers, nature, God, for others.
Goodness.
Goodness.
Kindness.
Based on what you're going to give me or do for
me. No.
But just unselfish concern for the welfare of others. Like, we are totally missing this.
Yes.
And this type of love helps keep us healthy physically, emotionally.
It does.
It adds days to our life, years to our life. It sustains and enriches us.
And one of the reasons it does is if you allow love to be your go-to feeling,
mm-hmm.
instead of resentment, bitterness, anger, hatred, those things are what, you know, just consume so many people. Mm-hmm. But when you are really making an effort to replace those things with love, understanding you got to develop this love.
You do. Yes. And you know what? How do I develop love? Love is what we do.
It's action.
It's action.
Love
is not what we feel. It's what we do. What do we do? Do we follow our word? That's love. That's love when I follow my word when it's not convenient. My love, it's love when I pick up that phone at midnight to hear your, you know, to hear your heart and to pray with you.
Yes.
That's love. It's sacrifice.
Exactly.
That's love. It's what I do. It's what we do. And we have to, you know, the number one selling books in America is romance novels. And it's all about getting
love.
That eros love.
Eros love, yeah.
And it's not even a realistic type of eros love because it's that woo-woo feeling
temporary.
All the time.
Temporary.
We got to get to the heart of agape.
Right.
We got to get to the heart of egos, of putting ourselves in the right perspective and our boundaries and knowing who we are and knowing who we aren't.
Yeah. And desiring to develop that love nature within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we want our kids to do that. We mm-hmm. want our kids to be loving and accepting and kind and gracious. And we want them to treat their siblings well. We want them to do all those things. But yet so often, we're not modeling that.
Correct. It's what we say, not what we do. Love is what we do. So what are you doing? What are you doing?
Right.
You tell me you don't feel love, what are you doing? You
right.
tell me you don't give love, what are you doing?
Right.
Let's take it to that. Because that's...
Okay, now, that's huge, what you just said right there. To people who say, well, I don't feel like I love somebody. Okay, why do... Or anybody. Why not?
What are you doing? And it's based in our actions. So love is based in... Am I there for you? Do I follow through with my commitments? Am I truthful with you? Am I trusting... These are really important. That's what love is.
And I got to take us back to 1 Corinthians 13, the things you just read.
Yes.
You know, love does not, you know, brag and be proud and whatever. Love is a servant's heart.
Love is patient. Love is
kind.
No eyes of envy. It's blind. Like,
right.
We have to stop keeping score. We have to stop having to be right. We have to stop looking for perfection.
Right.
There's no such thing as these things.
Right.
We got to get off the Netflix and stop getting in this la-la land of things that aren't true.
Right. And we have to really work on ourselves.
Yes.
Spend time in this new year.
And be willing to work through our relationships.
Right.
When there's a conflict, instead of throwing it out and getting a new one, because it's easier. We're in that throw it away generation right now. Work through it. Let's do this. Let's get that,
right,
you know, duty, that long-term love happening. I'm here. We're going to figure it out.
You know, and it, and I know a lot of people, their parents didn't stay together, but my sisters and I, our parents did. And not that life is always easy. It's not. But it was a good model for us, you know. I say that being divorced, but however, it was a good model, really.
It is. You know, it's funny. I was watching this video on social media about this older gentleman in his 90s. He goes 3 miles a day to go visit his wife, who's in a residential facility. Yes. And that's the joy of his day, is walking there and spending time with her. Even though she's not super coherent, maybe not know who he is from time to time.
But
that's commitment love. At 90 years old, still doing that. And that's the highlight of his day. That is the long-term love. That's love.
That's
what love is. It's what you do.
It's what you do. This turned out to be a really good show.
It really did.
Boy, I'm glad I was here.
Me too.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, it's God that puts these titles and these themes in our hearts. And so if you've been blessed by this, we'd love to hear from you. You can text us at 727-888-4171. Or you can always send an email to us at goyard2014. That was the year we began. goyard2014@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from you. And Christmas is coming. We got some more great shows coming in a new year. We've got some exciting new topics for the new year. So we're glad you've joined us tonight. Don't forget to go to tantalknetwork.com. Go to the podcast tab. Go down to Go Yard and listen to some of these developing shows that you may have missed. All right. So have a great one. And you're going on vacation for a few days, aren't you? With your family.
With my family.
Yes. Your sons, your everybody. Your everybody.
My everybody.
Yes. So have a great one.
Thanks.
And so we will see you all again soon. Actually, next week, right here. God bless you. Have a good week. And who are you anyway?
This is Dr. Angel.
Oh, and I'm Mama Mac, and this is Go Yard, and that's Pete. All right. See y'all.
Good night.
Come and take me to the river and make me whole. It's down.